This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Yep, you're here. Just talking about country songs.
Yee-haw.
You're here with Fred Penny, Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, who helps us out behind the glass. Thank you for being here on this beautiful, sunny, and hot summer day. We are Radio Law Talk. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, but sometimes informative show on earth. If you want to call us or tweet us, you don't have to be on the air. You can tell Cal what you want to talk about or talk about our case or no cases that are coming up. You do not have to be on the air. Everyone thinks, I'm going to call in, I'm going to be on the air, I don't want to. No, you can just talk to Cal about, you know, the latest football game or baseball game. He'll explain that to you if you want. So don't be uncomfortable to call him. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. The only time you can use us as a reference is during the dinner, usually at a dinner table with the in-laws or relatives that you don't like. Go ahead and just quote Radio Law Talk.
You know, they said.
Yeah, they say. What do they say? And so you can use that. We always say that's important. You know, I want to thank some people. You know, we have a Salem radio. All those in Salem, Oregon, listen to us. I know there's other parts of Salem. Salem, Oregon. Apparently, we've become a little more popular in Salem than we used to be. Thank you for Salem, Oregon, all you individuals back there listening to us. We really appreciate it. We're all over the country now. We are from East Coast to West Coast and adding more and more all the time. But thank you, Salem, Oregon. We have some good fans over there. We're going to talk about some really interesting things today. Today we're going to talk about, you know what, the U.S. Department of Transportation. Ready for this? Everyone sit down. Cal, you can roll it if you want, but roll something. I don't care what it is, just roll something. But the U.S. Department of Transportation is threatening to go after the airlines if they do not allow the horses on the airplane. We're going to talk about lawsuits, potential lawsuits, and issues with horses now on the airplane.
I wish people could see the absolute look of contempt on Denise's face when we did that. I'm surrounded by a band of idiots.
The look said A, that, and B, I hate you people.
No, I just think, where are these horses going to sit?
On my lap.
That's exactly right, on your lap. I just can't wait till I see the little pooper things on their rear ends to make sure the poop gets caught. Like those, you know, when you go on those horse carriage rides, you know, those things are going to be sitting there. But that's okay. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is true. We're going to talk about that. The government weighs in on Stairway to Heaven copyright lawsuit. We have discussed this in the past. Oh, and Todd's wearing his Led Zeppelin. I will tweet it out later.
I'm wearing my Led Zeppelin t-shirt, too.
He's wearing his Led Zeppelin t-shirt. So the government's weighing in on the Stairway to Heaven copyright lawsuit, and this is interesting. We talk about it almost every week. It's more interesting, and there's more issues with this almost than Johnny Depp. So without Johnny Depp, we would not have a show. So that's why we always say that. We're going to talk also Epstein. Weinberg, it used to be we didn't have a show without
Weinstein,
but now it's Epstein. So between Weinstein and Epstein, we have a show also. Facebook lawsuit. Believe it or not, there's face recognition issues that we're going to discuss with Facebook. And Facebook's getting pounded, and we're going to discuss
that. You know what? I saw that coming.
By the way, I want to let you guys know, and we'll address this when we do the story, but I'm using a facial recognition app while we're doing this show. Nice. And I'm not going to tell you where I've put it. I'm not going to tell you how it operates, but I am using a facial recognition app, and I'll tell you about that more when
well,
we do the story.
Don't take anything photos of my face.
Oh, well, you know.
Well, you're not going to tell us where you're using
it. I'm not going to tell you.
Do I have to, like, pull my dress down on the table?
No. Denise, it's facial recognition.
Again, are you using it on your face that you're sitting on?
So I just want to let you know that I've tested this. It is an app. It's a biometric app, by the way. It is an app, and I have great success with it. But I'll talk about that when we do the story. I'll let you know what the app is that time.
Wow.
Okay.
Even though, and I'm going to also say that all of you have given implied consent for me to use that prior to this show, and I'll explain that more when we get to that story.
And we're gonna get, are you gonna get sued, or are we?
Oh no,
sued?
No, there is no way you could sue me for this. Absolutely none.
Well, maybe if we're in Illinois, we could.
No, I would say that you couldn't even sue me in Illinois for this app, and that is why people should listen. I'll explain it when we get there.
Okay, that's gonna be exciting. That's all right. So what we also have, those of you who are just joining us, is case or no case. He does have a kitty. Case or no case is about Cal Hunter trying to trick us, basically. It is about the three of us play this game. It is our famous game. We go to 50 points, and the first one to 50 points wins, and the other two wonderful hosts will buy a steak and lobster dinner or have to cook a steak and lobster dinner. And when I win, I don't want you to cook it, either of you. I want you to take me to the fanciest restaurant, and I will buy my steak. You will buy my steak and my lobster.
I thought an iceberg milkshake would be appropriate.
Yeah, iceberg milkshakes, we like iceberg. By the way, that is one of our sponsors, is Iceberg Drive-In.
Right.
And they're based out of Salt Lake City, but they're franchised all over. And they just had, USA Today came out with the best milkshakes in the United States. And it's put the number one milkshake in each state. And in Utah, they were number one milkshake in the whole state of Utah.
Having had one, I totally agree.
Yes, that's
totally
exactly
agree.
Right. That's exactly right.
And so, I haven't had one yet.
I could gain 45 pounds in a week hanging around an iceberg.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
so, but we're going to get a case or no case going on as soon as possible here. So I know Cal, so he lays out a case. We got to determine whether it's a case, and if it is a case, what the outcome is, and we win or lose depending upon that outcome. So I don't know how busy you are right now, Cal, playing around back there.
Very busy.
But the answer is, I wonder if we have enough time to at least tease us and tell us, don't get into it, but tease us and tell us, you know, what are we going to be talking about? Is it about cars? Is it about...
Yes, cars. Actually, it is about cars. I have, actually, for you on case or no case, something I think you guys all have probably run across. And by the way, my audio sounds fine here, so it may sound a little scratchy there in your headset amp, and I apologize for that. But this is about people who go in, and there's an ad that says, you can get this car for X amount.
Right.
And you go in and you sign the papers, and then you go into the guy, the financial guy, and next thing you know, the price that you thought you were buying the car for is long in the rearview mirror. And I just want to talk about that a little bit in a case or no case, because some people have, what's the word I'm looking for, a problem with that.
So we're going to talk about that, good. And then later on, our second and third hours, I know that a lot of people just hear the first hour, the second hour, first and second, and some all 3 hours. But if you want to listen to the whole show, you go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can click on the Listen Live button. Or if later on you want to hear anything, repeat it. It's the podcast.
The podcast,
right?
Yes, and it even says the topics, the date, the podcast topics, and all 3 hours are there.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about the case or no case, U.S. Department of Transportation threatening to go after airlines that are letting, if they don't let the horsies on, the government weighs in on Stairway to Heaven. We're going to talk about Epstein and Facebook lawsuit about facial recognition. I bet this is about one thing. Money.
Always is.
We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is a 3-hour show airing 9 to noon Pacific time, and you can catch us live there on Saturdays. And we're thankful that you do that. We're also glad you listen on your favorite radio station. We'll be right back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we're going to talk about miniature horses, but right now the most important thing to do is a case or no case to see who gets points and see if Cal can trick us in determining whether or not it's a case or not a case. Roll the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case. Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. don't play two things at once. That's just advice to all of you audio alleged engineers out there. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, Douglas H., I will not give you his last name because I'm a nice man. Douglas H. went to a Toyota dealership in Fairfield, California, because they had a Toyota Prius on sale for $21,000. So he said, fine, I'll take that. And then they put on $6,000 in add-ons and other services, including the $3,000 Pro Pack, as they called it, of low jack, wear and tear protection, and paint protection. Well, he was so anxious to save money on gasoline that he didn't mind spending more money on the Prius, as you can imagine. And so he signed off on the extra $6,000. And then, when they handed him off to the finance person, $1,795 was added to get the car serviced, along with a $995 charge to sign the contract, a contract paperwork fee. The finance man said if he didn't agree to that price, he wouldn't get the low financing terms they agreed to. So he said, okay. He bought the car. And then a week later, the dealer called to make an appointment to install the low jack tracking system and the paint protection, which he thought were already pre-installed when he bought the car. So he sought legal counsel over the sales tactic that added almost $8,000 to the price of the car he thought was only $21,000 to begin with. And so I ask you, Denise, I want to start with you. Is this a case or no case?
Well, it's certainly a scenario. Because
well,
I've been through that.
You have?
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. Everybody has, right?
Yes. And I thought, oh, yes, I have to buy that paint protection. And, oh, yes, I have to buy that low jack. And, oh, yes, I want that OnStar.
And by the way, there's a reason they call those the Pro Pack. Because when dealers add extra charges onto the sticker price, they call it, among themselves, packing the price. So they call, in other words, you know, packing
it's
more
like
money.
It's like a professional packing of the price.
Exactly right. So that's why they call it the Pro Pack, because they pack the price. But
all
anyway,
right.
So what do you think? Case or no case?
So he got, because he thought they were already installed and they were part of that car and he liked that car, he was willing to pay the extra for that particular car because he believed that was already part of the car.
And because they lured him in for a car price of $21,000 and he ended up paying nearly $29,000, is that a case or no case?
I think it's a case and he loses. And let me tell you why.
Sure, sure.
Because he ultimately signs on the dotted line, and he agrees to the extra charges, and it doesn't matter if you thought that the low jack and the paint protection was already in place. It probably said in the fine line that they're going to set up a subsequent appointment, and he just didn't get it.
Do you know how long those contracts are?
Yeah.
Fred Penny, what say you? Case or no case?
Yeah, even lawyers don't read that contract. I ain't reading that thing.
How could you?
Just give me that thing to sign.
Right.
All I know is I knew I was in trouble when I was getting my new car, and they wanted to put the paint protection and the special protection on the seats when I saw hundreds of Scotchgard cans laying around the back of the lot. And I'm like, wait a minute here. Where are all those Scotchgard cans laying around? Shoot, you know what I do, Cal? I go to freaking Walmart, and I go buy about 6 Scotchgard cans. And I say, you know what? I know exactly how to take care of the upholstery and the carpet in this thing. I got scratch.
And here's the paint protection right here.
Yeah, Scotchgard. That's exactly right.
Right.
No, and seriously, I do know some people, and they're kind of like, I'm not going to say who I know or where they are, but it's like, yeah, it's basically a Scotchgard. They spray. You know, they do it with it's a spray.
It's a system, but all of these systems are designed to allow them to pack the price.
About $12 worth of Scotchgard cans, and you're set.
Very high margin items.
Yes, that's exactly right. So I'm going to stand outside all dealers with a little sign. I will do your carpets and your seats for $150. I'll make a good $100, man.
Will Scotchgard for food.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm sitting right on that corner. All right, here's the very simple answer. There are so many laws and regulations. What year was this, by the way?
This was in 2016.
Okay, because there's so many laws and regulations that it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
That not ridiculous, but it's just there's no way these dealers are going to be able to get away with anything because they are very strict. I know in most states with this, I think this could be a scenario But however, Cal is just upset because his friend bought a car and had to deal with this, and it is not a case.
Huh.
It's a real scenario, but not a case.
Douglas H., is that Hoffman?
I don't know his last name.
Which would be... never mind. I say nothing. Is it to me?
Nothing. Go ahead. Tell
me. Is it to me?
Yes.
Okay. Really quickly, how old was Douglas H.?
46.
46 years old. Ooh, so he's kind of a young buck. All right. I am going to say that this is a case...
Oh.
And I'm going to, because, look, I'm so far behind, I just got to swing for the fences, and I got to go opposite what you do. So
okay,
I'm going to say this is a case, and I'm going to say that Douglas H., if that is in fact your real name, I'm going to say that he prevails on this, because I seem to recall when I see these ads on for cars, it'll always say all this stuff, and then very quickly it'll say, 5 cars available at this price. They always have to put how many are available at the special price that you have, and I'm going to think that there was probably some mix-up in there. Maybe they found out that there was nothing available at the price that they had offered, and so this was a classic upsell scheme, and the ad was fraudulent, and so he wins.
So we got two winners.
No, I said he loses.
He loses a winner, and I say no. Okay, so we got three different ones this time, Cal.
Cool.
So those of you who want to tweet in at Radio Law Talk, just tweet it, or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
That's 855-529-7234.
And by the way, nobody can change their answers, but I'm going to just give you a little something to think about when we take our break here, and that is, has anybody ever heard the term bait and switch?
Yes.
Ah.
That's what I did with my wife when I asked her to marry me.
Yep. Works every time. So we'll talk about that when we...
I thought I got this guy. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We will be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is warning of an economic crash if he loses re-election, arguing that even voters who personally dislike him should base their ballots on the nation's strong growth and low unemployment rate.
But privately, Trump is growing increasingly worried the economy won't look so good come Election Day. The financial markets signaled the possibility of a U.S. recession this week, sending a jolt of anxiety into investors, companies, and consumers. That's on top of concerns over Trump's plans to impose punishing tariffs on goods from China and word from the United Kingdom and Germany that their economies are also shrinking. Falling rates on U.S. Treasury notes also indicate that a recession countdown clock is now ticking, according to Scott Anderson, chief economist at Bank of the West. He said, I think we're heading down the road to recession. We're steady marching toward that inevitable conclusion. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
We're back, 1430 KYKN, Salem, Oregon. That's who I was thinking about, and it was Mike Frith. Welcome, Mike. You do a great job in, and they call him Sergeant Mike. He does a great job in publicizing Radio Law Talk. We love our affiliates, and we thank our affiliates. Thank you, 1430 in Salem again. So, Cal,
yep.
Again, about the sales guys that are, quote, bait and switch.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's a bait and switch by Cal, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, I probably lost this one.
Well, you said it was not a case, right?
No, I said it was a case, and he loses.
Well, let's go over the case.
All right, the case was a guy goes to a Toyota dealership lured in by an ad that says $21,000. He goes in.
For Prius.
For a Prius, right. He goes in, he says, I'll take the car, and they say, fine. And after they put on all these other things, and say, by the way, you can't get the financing we promised you unless you buy all these other things. See, that was the key to the case, was you can't get the price we promised you unless you pay the price that we're now going to charge you, mm-hmm. right? So what happens is he goes in, he looks at all of this, and instead of filing a case, oh, did I just give it away?
Oh, no. I am so smart.
Instead of filing a case, he filed a complaint with the California Consumer Protection Bureau, and they say that they receive thousands of these complaints, that yes, it is bait and switch, and yes, that it is the way that car dealers do business, so that seems to be one area where they do not enforce the law against a bait and switch very
That's
often.
That's the smartest.
Has to be a really egregious case. So that, folks, is...
So, to make a long story short...
Todd, did you see the look that Denise just gave me?
To make a long... So losers.
So let me just ask you really quickly.
Of course.
So he called the commissioner, right?
Right, right.
Did they open up anything, or did they just say, sorry, buddy, you're out?
They took his complaint.
They took his complaint.
But they didn't follow up on it. He said they didn't do anything about it.
Okay.
You know, it may be still.
But you know what the argument is, too? Guess what, Cal?
But it's a common thing.
You know what? Some people are yelling at the radio right now.
Hmm.
He could have walked away. I mean, he wasn't forced to buy this car at that price. That's when you look at him and go, I'm going to do you a Yelp review.
Yeah, well.
You know what? And I'm going to walk away.
Which, by the way, he did that also. He posted a negative review, which is how this case kind of popped to the surface amid thousands of others that have not. There was a pejorative comment about this on Yelp, and the dealer said, hey, this is just how car dealers do business.
But you know what? He could have walked away.
Right.
Unlike the people that are going to be stuck on the airplane with a horse standing next to them.
But
they cannot walk away, Cal.
Well, they can jump.
They can't? No, I thought they could.
Do I have to bring a saddle onto the plane from now on? There you go. Okay, no, keep that going. All right, line up. Group A, please. Yep, come on up. Horses first, children first, and military.
Those of you who have support horses.
Oh, my gosh.
Support horses, Fred.
I'm sorry, but we are politically neutral, but this has taken me over the edge when we can have miniature horses. And by the way, I own a ranch. I grew up on a ranch, small ranch as a kid. I love farming and ranching, but sorry, the pony on the plane has just thrown me over the edge, and I'm not quite sure what to do, but I'm telling you, I love, Cal, can you keep those sounds, that sound bite I want for the rest of Radio Law Talk forever.
It's available anytime.
Okay, you keep it and put it as one of our main ones.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
are we going into that?
No, one? I can't stop laughing. I can't stop.
So there are a bunch of people that go, what the heck are they? Here's the deal.
And this has come
up in the news recently. There are people, obviously, flying leads to anxiety. And there's two issues with regard to animals. One issue is, can you fly with an animal in an animal carrier, the place where they would take animals? The next question is, are there instances where you can actually take the animal into the passenger compartment to fly with you because they are an emotional support animal, right?
Cal loves the horse sound.
And the reason this has come up recently is there have been cases where somebody takes their emotional support animal.
Peacock.
I was thinking of the aggressive breed, the alleged aggressive breed, a pit bull. Somebody took that on, and the pit bull attacked another passenger. That's happened, I think, with one other type of animal.
Which, by the way, you're stuck with sitting there. You can't get away.
You cannot move. And if you have an allergy to a pet, to a certain type of animal, you're the one that has to make an accommodation, not the traveler who's carrying the emotional support animal. And so the U.S. Department of Transportation has announced certain guidelines that they have. And the reason why this is so interesting is from a specific quote from the guidelines where they talk about a specific category of animal that, well, obviously we're going to continue to let those on. And the quote reads as follows. We stated that while we focus on ensuring the transport of dogs, I'm with you with dogs. Cats, I'm with you with dogs. And
cat dogs.
I'm with you with cats.
No, he said just
and
dogs. That's just dogs.
Miniature horses.
Yeah.
No, I'm not with them with pit bulls. Sorry,
no,
I'm not.
I'm with you with a dog, not necessarily a pit bull, but
okay,
if you have a little schnauzer, Yorkie. I'm with you with a cat. But a miniature horse?
Why are you with them on cats and dogs? Why do cats and dogs belong on airplanes? Now, I know I'm asking a dumb question. Isn't everybody anxious when they get on an airplane? Why do we have to do this?
Okay,
I don't get it.
This comes from my experience as a prosecutor. When you have kids that sometimes are testifying in court, and I hate to say this, but this comes up in terrible cases where they're the victims of some sort of sexual assault, violent assault, oftentimes with the permission of the judge. judge, because it leads to a diagnosed reduction in anxiety. A person, a kid can have like an emotional support rabbit or a cat or a dog.
Or a doll.
A doll, something. And it helps calm them down so they can testify. And this started, I believe, with folks that have a diagnosable condition that if they have a small pet or something, that it helps reduce the anxiety, because the last thing you want is to be at 32,000 feet and have somebody have a panic attack and freak out, and it's just...
And that happens
and
a lot.
Guess what, guys? I'm going to be the devil's advocate. And Todd, tell me how many people that really applies to compared to those who are taking advantage of it and bringing dogs and cats and horses on now with, well, by the way, I've got a, you can see where I'm going to come from. My grandson and granddaughter who bring EpiPens,
yes,
because they are allergic to them, but they have no rights.
Look, I agree 100% with you. The ability to take an emotional support animal, I think started out with great intentions to reduce that. And then once it got out, you know, one person flies and they're a little stressed out and they see little Susie over there with her little rabbit or dog, and then they think,
or the one had the not a squirrel, but
a hamster.
Hamster.
Yeah, and then the next time somebody sees that.
And a full rooster peacock, by the way,
well,
which was denied.
Here's my point. It starts out with something very understandable. And then you've got, 200 passengers on the plane that see that one person there. And then those 200 passengers go, oh, my gosh, you know what? I get a little stressed out. Maybe I'll do that. And now you've got this going on, and the airline doesn't want to be like, well, did you bring your note from your doctor with your diagnosed medical condition so this happens? And so the slippery slope happens, and now you got people trying to take all sorts of things like horses, peacocks, you know, the whole ball of wax.
Let me tell you, I was just on a flight about a few weeks ago, and this is no exaggeration. Okay, so to talk about the people with anxiety, there's a person with anxiety, and the dog barked the whole flight. Now, you tell me that people that were on that plane that have borderline anxiety, they're just sitting there by themselves, and they got a dog barking behind them
that would
the
me.
Whole time.
You know what bothers me? What bothers me is that the passengers can have up to 3 emotional support animals per person, per passenger. 3.
But only one can fly in the passenger compartment.
It doesn't matter.
It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
And look, the regulation that we were talking about here, there is a distinction, again, between what you can take in the passenger compartment and what you can travel with in the animal compartment below. I was very happy to read that airlines will not be subject to enforcement action if they continue to deny transport to snakes, reptiles, ferrets, rodents, spiders. However, they may be with other animals. As long as there's no snakes on the plane. There's a movie called Snakes on a Plane. I won't watch it. My mom's listening right now. She'll verify. If it's a snake, it ain't happening.
What about a support chicken, Fred?
Yeah, chicken, but don't forget, Delta Airlines tried to ban a pit bull type dogs, and they said you can't do that. So, anyway, this is interesting. We're living back in Cambodia and Vietnam. When I was back there, they could bring animals on. Let's move back to the third world countries. We'll be back.
Remember, we stream every episode live, and you can also podcast Radio Law Talk. Why don't you give it a try?
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
In 1968, a band called Spirit came out with a song called Taurus. And Taurus has this riff at the beginning that, and we all have had opinions, that I think sounds fairly close to Stairway to Heaven at the beginning. And the guys in Stairway to Heaven did admit, or who, I don't know, I was a Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page admitted that he had their album and had listened to it before he did Stairway to Heaven. This is Taurus. Listen, this is the beginning of Taurus. This is 1968, very important. And then you have the Stairway to Heaven. To me, this sounds just like Stairway to Heaven in the beginning. Now,
it's
now
missing, again, missing some of the features.
Not exact, but it's a little. But here's the thing.
This is Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
The higher notes.
Well, that, and there's no background music. It's just an acoustic guitar for the most part with Stairway. Then the flutes come in.
You don't think they didn't hear that and go, wow. This is... But here's the thing. All right, Cal, great. So here's the big issue is. The big issue is 1968. So we've talked about this on our show. You can go back and listen to our show about this on our podcast. But so it basically the people from Taurus, the song Taurus Spirit, it's their heirs that are bringing this lawsuit. Because guess what? What did we say Stairway to Heaven has brought in? How many billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars that it's brought in, that the value of this could be substantial? But so they lost the case, basically. It was thrown out. And the appellate court recently, the Ninth Circuit, right? It was the Ninth Circuit, I think, that revived it and brought it back. Now, this is what's happened. They revived it, and all they said is the jury can hear it. They didn't win. In other words, Taurus and Spirit, the Spirit, the band, and its representatives did not win. All they said is, yes, it can come back, and a jury can hear this.
And just to answer your question about how much money Stairway to Heaven has made, according to Quora.com, it's estimated that it's made $562 million since its release in 1971. By the way, I am wearing the T-shirt that commemorates the album that Stairway to Heaven was on.
Take a picture of that and tweet it out. We'll take a
picture. It was the fourth Led Zeppelin album. Now, here's some interesting things about the copyright, about the issue that was addressed by the court, because they did, all right, the band Spirit did indeed file for copyright protection and submitted paperwork for it, sheet music.
Yes.
The problem is the sheet music that they submitted did not include the intro that we have heard. It wasn't there, and so based upon the law, they said it couldn't be listened to. Now,
based upon the law from
1909.
From 1909, right. That was inapplicable at the time in 1971 when Stairway to Heaven was written. Now, the argument on appeal was this, that the appellate said, look, the attorneys for Spirit said, we don't want to play it so that the jury can determine similarity. We want to play it for a different reason. We want to play it so that the jury can observe the way Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin responds when he hears it. And they had a couple of other reasons that they wanted it played that had nothing to do with saying, see, they sound alike, ergo, it's copyright infringement. And what the court said was, well, it was wrong for the lower court to immediately exclude it. There needed to be a 352 analysis, which is, would the jury more likely listen to that and then use it for the purpose they're not allowed to use it for, or the purpose that you wanted to propose it for? The long and short of it is, it's going to go before the full Ninth Circuit to listen to it en banc to see if it is an issue. But the Department of Justice is now weighed in.
Well, stop. So the Ninth Circuit in bank, that people don't, you got to explain,
sure,
what that is. So the Ninth Circuit, just three justices just heard it. It's basically a quick hearing. You want to hear it, but if all the justices hear it, that's what it sounds like it's going to happen. It may come out differently. But again, it only has to do with, they don't win. Even if the Ninth Circuit says, yes, it's coming back, that just means it can go to a jury, and a jury can decide. But remember, the 1968 date, because in the early 1970s they came out with the copyright laws that changed, that now allows you to listen to see if they sound the same, correct?
Yes, and that's the huge difference between the Led Zeppelin case and, say, Katy Perry that we talked about,
exactly,
the last couple of weeks. Because in the Katy Perry case, as well as the Farrell case and the others, and Meat Loaf would have been the same thing had it gone to trial, they'd be able to listen to the two songs and
Katy
say,
Perry was,
is it the same or not, right?
Right, and not have to just look at the music on paper to see whether or not it's the same.
Yes.
It took a mathematical analysis out and put in an artistic, a subjective artistic evaluation,
right,
by the jury, basically.
Right.
Now, look, one of the arguments about why the 1909 law the 1909 law is arguably discriminatory is because they said, look, this discriminates against musicians, against folks that don't know how to write sheet music. There are a lot of people that don't know how to do that, they just know how to play. I mean, I've been playing guitar for 30 years. I really don't know how to write it all down.
Yes.
I just know how to play. And they cited, for example, Chuck Berry and others. And while I agree with that, I will make the argument that in those cases with a lot of those songs, the thing that made them unique was the lyrics, not the song. As example, I will give you a clip from the movie Back to the Future. I want you to listen really specifically to what Marty McFly says to the band.
Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay?
Okay.
Now listen, this is the blues riff from B. Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay?
Well, how does that apply?
Now, that... I got my audio coming back up here, so... All right, here we go. Now, here's how that applies. When he turned to the band and said, okay, this is a blues riff and B, keep up with me for the changes, every member of that band knew what to play based upon the statement, a blues riff in B. It is so common. Back then, the way these songs were written, it was a generally accepted rhythm background. Everybody knew where to go in the chord changes. It goes from the first to the fourth to the fifth back to the first, and that's the way it worked. It changed with the key. The only thing really unique was maybe the hook at the beginning that you heard, and the lyrics.
And Marty McFly playing.
Yeah, Marty McFly playing.
Right. All that, so, by the way, is fully explained in the song Hallelujah, where the first, the fourth, the fifth, the first, right?
Yes.
It's part of the lyric of that song, yeah.
Right, and a jazz riff is different than, a rock riff, and they have common ones in each genre, right?
Absolutely. If you go and study jazz, rock, blues, whatever, country, there's going to be, country's got like a nine, sequence of nine different things that they play in any given song, and all you have to do is tell folks where you start, and everybody knows how to play it. That's why they sound a lot alike. And so to come in and say, well, this should be unique and copyrighted based upon the way that it sounds, and it's discriminatory to people that didn't know how to write music, well, the music all sounded a lot alike at the time anyway. And so, you know, I don't know that that necessarily holds water. I'll be interested to see what the Ninth Circuit and Bank does. That's the whole Ninth Circuit.
Well, tell us what the government. So the key is the government has stepped in. And don't forget, there's a thing, Denise, that the government can file their own brief. What's it called?
Amicus.
Yep.
Or an amicus.
Amicus.
Brief.
Amicus.
And that's what the attorney general did in this case. He filed and said that we're erring on the side of Led Zeppelin, that we believe that Led Zeppelin should prevail, and that's because of the interaction between the 1909 Copyright Act and the new 1970 Copyright Act.
Right.
So because Spirit falls under the 1909 Act, and Led Zeppelin falls under the 1970 Act, and when they did their Stairway to Heaven, they actually got the beginning of the song as part of their copyright. That's Led Zeppelin, arguably.
The standard also under the old version of the law is that the two had to be virtually identical. And the government is saying here that there's enough variation between these two that if you send it back, there's no reasonable jury would be able to say that they are virtually identical. Therefore, don't send it back. Just let it take care of them.
So the standard under the 70s Copyright Act is substantially similar and can cause some kind of confusion.
That's
right. Those are the two different standards.
So that's going to take us into the end of our first hour.
Yeah, we've had a good first hour. Remember, if you want to hear the second and third hours, if you're not hearing us on your station, go ahead and tell them to add us. What the heck? But go to www.radiolawtalk.com. You can go and listen to us live because we're going to talk a little bit about this Epstein thing going on. And remember, if you have any questions, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or go to our Twitter page at Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.